This sikh is from the Kutta Sikhas Chev Talib, page 270. It's about Sviras HaEmer. And as we will see at the end of the sikh, the connection to Mashiach and Gula. The din by Sviras HaEmer is, as Eidman Farfel Chas V'Shalim Ein Tor Tzitzeon Tzeltman Dibri Ketev Anabracha. The halacha is, by Sviras HaEmer, that if you miss to count one day, the other days, you continue counting, but you count without a bracha. You don't make a bracha anymore. What is the reason? The time of them, as is da daya, as 39 gimeya sviras and the bezundere mitzvahs. There is one opinion that the 49 days are separate mitzvahs. Each day is a separate mitzvah. Even if you miss one day, it doesn't affect the other days. But on the other tog is the chabazun mitzvah, because every day is a separate mitzvah, and it is not related, not connected one day to another. That is one opinion. Nachadeya, another opinion is, as yimei svira zayin an ein mitzvah, that all the 49 days, all the days of svira are one mitzvah. And the mitzvah is to say on 9 of Perchik Teg. The mitzvah is to count 49 days. Tmimes. Complete. Ubamela. And therefore, Eidman Farfel Tafila Ein Tog. If you miss even one day, Felchen and Tmimes, you don't have a complete counting, a complete 49. Umenkenshin, the mitzvah merit Mekayim Zayin, and you cannot fulfill the mitzvah properly. Because you're only doing a partial mitzvah. You're only counting a partial amount of the 49 days. V'lehalacha fitmezich as menseil d'ibri keteg abaran abrocha. So what is the conclusion according to the halacha? What we do is, if chas v'shalom we miss one day, we continue counting. However, we do not make a bracha. Is nit pashtandik. So this has to be understood. If you accept the opinion that all 49 days, this is one mitzvah, one entity, so according to this opinion, why do you make a bracha every time you count? 9 brachas, and you make 49 brachas. If it's all one mitzvah to count a group of 49 days, to count each day, so why do we make 49 brachas? We should make only one bracha, either at the beginning of the counting or at the end of the counting. That's one thing which has to be understood. Eiches nit pashtanig. Another thing which has to be understood, noch der deya, wenn er verfällt ein mol zeilen, ist das das negeye nit nur zu die späte dike teg, nur erst zu die frie dike. According to the opinion, that is all one group of 49 days, they're all connected, so if you miss one day, it doesn't affect only the later days, it has an effect also on the previous days. The previous days are now not part of a 49-day procedure. Es ist doch ein mitzvah, being that this is one mitzvah, hat gedab sein der din, so the rule should have been, as bis zum letzten Tag soll man nicht kennen machen kein Bracha. That until you count the 49th day, you shouldn't be able to make a Bracha. Mit zatem chash, tomer wird er vergessen zu zählen, wenn der friedige Bracha sein der Vatola. Because if he forgets one of the days, and being that this is all one mitzvah, so it comes out that the previous brachas that he did make were in vain. So the ruling should have been that you do not make a bracha until you reach the 49th day when you have a complete counting. Why, in fact, is this not so? Why do we actually make a bracha every day? Ken men zogon, this could be explained. Be'emezayin does Taken 9 of Fetzik Bazundra mitzvahs. That in reality this is 49 separate mitzvahs. Yet the Nacht is a Bazundra mitzvah. Every night there's a separate mitzvah, an individual mitzvah of counting the Emer. The mitzvah is Ober, however, the mitzvah of each night is as the Erste Nacht Zomitzelen, the Erste Svira. The Zweite Nacht, the Zweite Svira. The Dritte Nacht, the Dritte Svira, and so weiter. The mitzvah, however, is not just to count. The mitzvah is that the first night you count the first svira, the first counting. The second night you count the second counting. The third night you count the third counting, and so on. B'meila, so what happens then? What eben verfällt ein Mal zu zählen, if you miss one day to count, kemische nicht zählen weiter. You cannot count further. Because you can't jump from 9 to 11. If you miss 10, so when you count 11, it's not really 11, to you it's 10. Because you didn't count 10. But the dugme, for example, if you miss the second night, if you didn't count the second night, the third night you can't say today is 3 days, because to you it's not the third day, you didn't count the second day. As ken doch nicht sein kein dritte und vierte und das zweite. You cannot come to 3 and 4 if you don't have 2. Und bei Meile kommt euch, als verfell, nehmen ein Mal zählen. So what comes out of this? That when you miss one time counting, is a chisoren, what becomes a deficiency, not in the weite dicke tag, aber nicht in the frie dicke. Wie bald als jeder tag, ist aber zunder mitzvah. So what happens is that what this causes, it causes a deficiency only in the later days, but not in the previous days. The previous days were not affected. The previous days you counted, everything was fine. If you miss the day, it affects only the later days, being that each day is a separate mitzvah. Es ist doch kira b'inyan svira. There is a debate about the counting. See, der etzem inyan svira, tzeon, is a mitzias, und der Teire sagt, dass a mitzias b'inyan ha'emet, Shmita b'yevel v'chol v'zayna mitzvah. Is the counting itself an entity unto itself, the counting per se, and the Torah only said that this counting should be a mitzvah. That's one way of looking at it, one perspective. Other, or another option is, as mitzad atzma under mitzvah is as gar kamitzias, that if this would not be a commandment, if this would not be a mitzvah, the whole counting wouldn't be. The whole counting wouldn't come into being. It would be in existence. But a mitzvah atzma is kamitzias. Because counting itself is not a thing of substance. Nor mitzad ha-mitzvah, only because there is a commandment, is mitzvah se'achshveh. The mitzvah, the commandment, makes it a substantial thing. Vetus ha-mitzvah, so it becomes something which exists, the counting. But what makes it exist? Only because God commanded that it should be a counting. If not for that commandment, no one would bother. It wouldn't be anything significant. What is the difference? This seems to be like splitting a hair, but what is the practical difference whether counting itself is an entity unto itself, is something of substance, or counting is not substantial? Is the nafkimina from the chkira ledina is, what is the difference? In these two opinions, this would make a difference by an evesh in ishtachre b'emzi me'a svira, a slave who had been freed in the middle of svira. Of the ace that is given an evet. Hotegitzel svira. While he was a slave, he was counting svira. But it was not incumbent upon him. He was not obligated to count. He did it in an optional way. He wanted to count, he counted. But not because he's obligated to count. The question is, can he continue now that he became a free person? Can he count now with a bracha? Because he came into a category of being obligated to count. But this obligation began in middle of Shvira. So, do we combine all the days, and being that all the days are connected, before he did not have the obligation, and now he has the obligation, is one counting dependent on the other? So if we say that counting itself is something of substance, being that he counted also before, notwithstanding the fact that it was optional, he's not obligated to count, but being that he counted, so he can continue counting, because in whichever category his counting is of substance. So even if he was not obligated to count, but nevertheless he did count, so he can continue making a bracha. Is not mitzvah a mitzvah, but if you say that the whole concept of counting is only because there is a mitzvah, is yibala spirit is as bayim kain mitzvah nit given, so being that his counting was not a mitzvah, So it's as if he didn't say anything. It's as if he didn't count. He's of the Metzius Nidgiven, so the whole idea, the whole concept of counting was not there. Punkt wer wird nicht gezählt, so it's as if he wouldn't have counted at all. He didn't do anything with his verbalizing the numbers of the days that didn't accomplish much, because he has no obligation, so it's totally not substantial. The Mele Kenner Yitzir can brach nit machen. So if he did not count before, halachically, so now he cannot continue making a bracha. Why do we have to bring an example from a slave who was freed? How about a get? Someone who converted into Yiddishkeit and he became a get in the middle of Svira. So the Rebbe says that that's different. Gershin is Gayer b'emtiyameya Svira, a convert who converted in the middle of the days of Svira, is Kanshailan it. There is no question that he begins making a bracha. While Ervertach HaNayir Mensch, because he becomes a new person, Kikotin Shenel, he becomes like a person who was just born. So that is different than by an Eved. This Shaila, Klert Eved and Minchas Chinuch, this question is also discussed by the Minchas Chinuch, and Klert is Aber Nitmetzat Vosses Feld B'Metzies HaSvire, but he doesn't explain this, that this is a question because whether there's a substance to the counting, no later swara as the ganzen nine effetic tag, than an ein mitzvah. But he takes a different approach. His perspective is that all the 49 days are one mitzvah. Ubemele, and therefore, is an shaila nit nor be'evich in ishtacher. So his question is not only by a slave who became freed, nor ech bekotnishin is gadol be'emsiyem e'aswira, but also by a cotton. By a minor, someone under bar mitzvah that became a gadol, that he became a bar mitzvah in the middle of Svira. Vibaldas and Shailes mitzad dem vasalatek zayin ein mitzvah, being that he asks his question from the standpoint that all the days of Svira are one mitzvah, is the Shaila Shaykh ech by kodesh in his gadol. So from that standpoint, from that perspective, the question is also by a minor who became an adult, who became bar mitzvah. Chotches by a cotton is ech frier fanan a mitzvah mitzad achinuch. So although the cotton, although a minor also has the mitzvah of counting, but it's not because it says in the Torah to count, but from the perspective of chinuch, the Torah commands that a person should train to fulfill the mitzvahs even before he is obligated to do them. Ibaldabras does is not midrabanon, but chinuch is only midrabanon. Ken menzoven as mitzvah midrabanon helps nit lahashne mitzvah deraisa. So it can be suggested, so an obligation of the Rabbanon, a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, cannot be mashlim, cannot complement, it cannot complete a mitzvah deraisa. Aber, however, wait, yes, is declared givoren, as the other talk is about zundri mitzvah, but as was explained before in the Sikha, that every day is a separate mitzvah, and the time is nor. Was is ken nizayn kein dritter talk? On a zweiten, and the reason why we cannot continue making a bracha of Chas V'Shalom if we miss the day is because you cannot count the third day if you didn't count the second day and so on. The mele is doch das was man darf onkommen zu der Friedeke Tag is das nicht zu der Mitzvah Shebehem. So the fact that we have to depend on the previous dates, that we counted each one of the previous days, is not because it was a mitzvah to that day, not to their Mitzvah Shebehem. But the fact that the previous days exist, that we counted them, is the fact that Shaila nor legabe Eved Shenishtacher. That's why the discussion before is only in connection with an Eved Shenishtacher, a slave who was freed. The Baldas Freed is Klal Kein Mitzvah Nidgiven Bisvarasi, because by him there was no mitzvah whatsoever in his counting. Is Nitod the Mitzvahs? If he did not have a mitzvah to count, so the whole counting was not of substance. Aber by Kotten Shin is Gadol, is his Kanshailan. But by a minor, by someone under Bar Mitzvah, that became Bar Mitzvah, in the middle of Svire, it's not a question, but Meicha Mitzvah Drabonon is Mitzvah Yachshave, Machta Matzitz. Because also a Mitzvah Drabonon, and by a minor, the Mitzvah Drabonon is the Mitzvah of Chinuch, that is enough to give it substance and to make it important. Hayetzim is a, what is the result? What comes out of all of this? Es is the chachakilei, the Mashiach b'chol yem sheyovei. We anticipate the coming of Mashiach every day, that he's going to come every day. Hein bei Nacht, tonight, zum Morgen in der Früh, inmitten die Yemei HaSvira. Whether he'll come tonight or tomorrow morning, but he's going to come in the middle of Svira. And here the Rebbe tells an episode that happened with the Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek hat amol geredet wegen Bias HaMashiach. The Tzemach Tzedek once spoke about the coming of Mashiach. In Azaz Man, when was steht, as if Kenitkum, he spoke about the coming of Mashiach in such a time that the Chazal tell us that Mashiach does not come in that time. So one of those present as the Tzemach Tzedek, how can you speak about Mashiach if halachically, if the Chazal tell us that he cannot come in such a time? As in that side, it's written that in this time Mashiach won't come. But in the Tzemach Tzedek answered, the Tzemach Tzedek responded, Zolder kumen, let Mashiach come. And when Mashiach will come, all questions will be answered. And he'll also answer your question, how was he able to come in a time when it's written that he can't come? And the Rebbe relates this to the discussion here about Sfiris Eimer. He's a fill of the Das Aposkin, as mitzvah Sfiris Eimer is banazeiz namid rabbanon, according to those that rule that the counting of Sfiris is only midrabbanon, that men dan eich kenen tzeo mit abrocha. Canal. We will be able to then, when Mashiach comes, when it will become a deraisa, we will be able to count further with the bracha. As state in Divrei Chazal, our sages tell us, in Ramban, is there in the Meirich, the Ramban speaks about this at length, as the mitzvahs was men is mekayim itzter zainin tziyunim to the mitzvahs de losit. That the mitzvahs that we perform nowadays are like signposts. They're like indicators, mileposts, to the mitzvahs as they will be fulfilled when Mashiach comes. The mirzogon, as we say in Musaf, v'shamnas lefanecha kemitzvahs ritzinecha, that we will perform the mitzvahs like you want us to perform them. And now the Eibishter doesn't want us to perform them. What does it mean, kemitzvahs ritzinecha? We say it by the mitzvahs in the Beis Hamikdash, or when Mashiach comes, that then the mitzvahs will be performed, kemitzvahs ritzinecha, the way you want us to perform them. So the reason we say that is because now our performance of the mitzvahs is only like a signpost. It's only like an indicator, a reminder how we're going to fulfill, going through the motions now, how we're going to do it later. Aber die mitzvahs, welche men is mekayim itzter, seinen sie nicht betachlos ha-shleimus. When Mashiach comes, it will be the way Hashem wants us to do it. But the way we do it now are less than perfect. Und sie seinen bedugmes hachone zu den mitzvahs will losit. And the mitzvahs we do now are like a preparation, like a preview of how we're going to perform the mitzvahs when Mashiach comes. So at the same time when we say this, that the mitzvahs now are only like signposts, like indicators, von deswegen, however, darf man nicht mehr meier sein, chas v'sholim in der Teierkeit von mitzvahs der Achshul. One should not play down, one should not look down on the performance of mitzvahs now. Why? Warum darf gedurch zeh, kommt man zu den mitzvahs der Losit, because however inferior they might be, they are nevertheless the way that we can come to the mitzvahs der Losit, to the mitzvahs when Mashiach comes. The Yidua, and it is well known, as Hagedim Ledovar is Heker from the Zach Velcher is Gedim. That something which causes a certain effect, the cause is greater than that which it affects. So, what causes us to be able to perform the mitzvahs when Mashiach comes in perfection is the mitzvahs the way we do them now. And if the mitzvahs that we do now, that is the cause, it is higher than the effect that it has. Befrat zetten das mitzvah sasvira. And especially we see this in the mitzvah of counting the Eimer. Was kol sinyan sasvira is ahachonet sumatn teira. The whole idea of counting sasvira is a preparation to matn teira. As dat gedurch dem was men zelt it's der sasvira, specifically by virtue of now counting sasvira, that men kenen zel nech lo osit mit abrocha. We will be able to count when Mashiach comes with a bracha. Was von dem sieht man doch die Meile von der Avede von Nitzte bis Managolos. This underscores, this emphasizes the greatness of our Avede now in the time of Golos. Kamay Merazal, as our sages tell us, Yofa Shoachas B'Tshuva Maisim Tevim Be'elam Hazeh. It is greater, one moment, in Tshuva and Maisim Tevim in this world, Mikol Chaye Elam Haba, from the whole world to come, one moment of Teda Mitzvah down here is greater.